It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, November 12th, 2019. Today is the birthday of French sculptor Auguste Rodin, born in Paris in 1840. Known for such iconic works as The Age of Bronze, The Thinker, The Kiss, and The Burghers of Calais, he had a huge influence on modern art. Unlike many famous artists, Rodin didn't become widely established until he was in his 40s. Developing his creative talents during his teens, he later worked in the decorative arts for nearly two decades. Rodin was greatly distressed at a young age because of poor vision. Attending the Petite École, he was unable to see figures drawn on the blackboard, and subsequently struggled to follow complicated lessons in his math and science courses. Unaware of his imperfect eyesight, a dejected Rodin found comfort in drawing, an activity that allowed the youngster to see his progress clearly as he practiced on drawing paper. Soon he was drawing whatever he saw or imagined and wherever he could. By age 13, he had developed obvious skills as an artist and soon began taking formal courses. While completing his studies, however, the aspiring young artist began to doubt himself, receiving little validation or encouragement from his instructors and fellow students. 4 years later, he applied to attend the École des Beaux-Arts, a prestigious institution in Paris, and was bitterly disappointed when the school denied him admission. An important trip to Italy in 1875 with an eye on Michelangelo's work further stirred his inner artist, enlightening him to new kinds of possibilities. He returned to Paris inspired to design and create. In 1876, he completed the piece The Vanquished, later renamed The Age of Bronze, a sculpture of a nude man clenching both fists with his right hand hanging over his head. A depiction of suffering amidst hope for the future, the work was first exhibited in 1877, with accusations flying that the sculpture appeared so realistic that it must have been directly molded from the body of the model. By the following decade, as he entered his 40s, he was able to further establish his distinctive artistic style with an acclaimed, sometimes controversial, list of completed works, shunning academic formality for a vital suppleness of form. Rodin died on November 17, 1917, in Meudon. Garnering acclaim for more than a century, Rodin is widely regarded as the pioneer of modern sculpture. With samples of his work found around the world, his legacy continues to be studied and deeply admired by fellow artists, experts, scholars, and art connoisseurs, as well as those with an untrained eye. The Rodin Museum was opened in August 1919 in a Paris mansion that housed the artist's studio during his final years. After several years of reconstruction, the museum was reopened in 2015 on the artist's birthday. With much of its revenue supplied by the sale of bronze casts made from original molds, the space also features unearthed pieces from Camille Claudel, who was Rodin's lover and worked as his assistant for some time. Their relationship is said to have inspired many of the artist's more overtly amorous works, including The Kiss. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is The Reader's Notebook for November 12th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.